Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We just got some breaking news. Apparently, U.S. Central Command has a Twitter. Did you know that? And it has been hacked by ISIS supporters. Apparently, a Twitter account for U.S. Central Command was just hacked today with pro-ISIS messages. Apparently, there was a message posted at 12:29 p.m. Eastern Time, just a little while ago, with the words, "American soldiers, we are coming. Watch your back, ISIS," with a hashtag, Cyber Caliphate. The profile's image was replaced with a photo that includes the text, "I love you, ISIS." This happened just before 1 p.m. The profile and the banner images were reverted back to their Twitter default. The U.S. defense official told NBC News that the CENTCOM Twitter account had clearly been hacked. Well, of course, yeah, because, you know, that's something we're always fearful of. Somebody's going to put something on our Facebook, etc., and you have to be like, no, that wasn't me. That's okay. That wasn't me. It was hacked. So they want to make sure that people don't think that the U.S. Central Command loves ISIS. Later messages included images of what were apparent spreadsheets labeled as containing the contact info and home addresses of retired U.S. Army generals. This is scary stuff. Other tweets claim to include military plans from the Pentagon networks. One such image showed a map of China with labels of different military assets. Another message read, "ISIS is already here. We are in your PCs in each military base." A YouTube page labeled as belonging to CENTCOM was apparently also hacked. Again, this is just breaking news, so as we get more information, we'll tell you. And I know some of you even listen to this on delay, so you may know more. As the story unfolds. But, you know, from a cybersecurity standpoint, I think we really are vulnerable. And vulnerable to the point that I don't even think we know how to repair it. You know, now that everything has to be on computers and everything is electronic and everything is digital, okay? I don't even think we understand enough about how to keep these things safe, how to keep the firewalls up and the antivirus and all that, you know, and whatever they need to do. But if they can't even manage Twitter, not that I'm really surprised that U.S. Central Command has a Twitter account. I'm not sure why they need it. I mean, yeah, I think Twitter's cool. I think it's cute. I just think it's overly cluttered. You know, I would love to get the news feeds. You know, I love to get news feeds, know what's going on, alerting, so I try to do that. But unfortunately, everybody else on Twitter, you know, look, this is me, this is my Belfi, this is my, so I had to stop watching Twitter. I can't. I don't have the time for that. Same thing with Facebook. You know, how many of us put pictures up with our cats? I do. I posted another cat picture on Facebook. Facebook is not supposed to be for national security. Facebook is supposed to be for our cat pictures. So the fact that they hacked Twitter and they did all this, you know, it doesn't mean they really have that information or they're trying to scare us. Either way, we take the message seriously that, duh, okay, if anything is in the computer, any address, if a retired Army general has his address somehow on somebody's computer because they're getting benefits, or, I don't know, the president's address. Well, we all know where the current president lives, etc. But, I mean, anything that is within the government's control that's on a computer, I think we are safe to assume that it could be at risk for being hacked, just like the Senate has been hacked, the CIA had been hacked. So I also assume that they were already hacked to the point that information years ago have already been obtained by our enemies. Because before we started to beef up security, I'm sure somebody got hacked, and did we get notified as the American public? No, oh, well, you know, the CIA got hacked, and they actually have, you know, knowledge of every single, you know, spy out there, and, you know, all our, you know, operations, etc. Now, no, probably the CIA used a lot of code words, etc. But I'm sure there's some sort of knowledge, some sort of information or intel that has already been circulating, and it has been probably very, very deadly, and we just, as the American public, don't find out about it. So, you know, I'm not really sure where the government needs to go with this, but if they can't get their acts together on figuring out how to prevent hacking, then I would suggest that they kind of handle this ISIS thing a little bit more quickly and swiftly than they have been. There's been a lot of criticism about what happened in France and how America showed their solidarity with the French protests. And you saw Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. You saw prime ministers of multiple countries there, and people walking arm in arm, even from, I believe, the Palestinian Authority was there. And, you know, and of course, we really didn't see any, you know, big head of an American figure. We didn't see Obama. We didn't see Eric Holder, etc. You know, I don't really know what America is doing in terms of that. You know, what we hear is always just, you know, baby fed us little bits here. But this is a huge, huge threat. And here we are as doctors being forced to go electronic and putting our patients on the line. Listen, okay, I understand that the government is vulnerable, and I understand that people's privacy is vulnerable. I'm not going to add to that, okay? You know, my job is to protect you all. Just because the government is telling us to do something that I think is kind of stupid, okay, you know, it doesn't mean I should just follow blindly. And I just don't think we have any concept of what needs to be done with computers and with security and with our intelligence. I think we have absolutely no clue. We think we do, and this is what the bad guys are capitalizing on. So, and honestly, we really, you know, leave Twitter out of this, bad guys. They're Twitter, for crying out loud. It's not supposed to be, you know, government's not supposed to be using it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hubby's got jury duty, so I may be in and out. I apologize. I hate playing replays, but, well, he's on jury duty, I'm on kid and errand duty. So if you do get a replay, it's not that I'm not thinking about you. We're gonna, I am. Just we're doing our civic duty, and it does. It takes a team, it takes a family to do that. You know, and a part of our family are our dogs and our cats, who basically do absolutely nothing but pee up the place and poo up the place and occasionally show us a little bit of love. The dog shows a lot more love. But we may think the cats that we have do absolutely nothing for us, but they do. And there is a report out on the medical or the health benefits of having a kitty cat. Can you believe that? I'm blown away. The title of this is Seven Ways Cats Could Save Your Life. Seven ways. Okay, and remember, if a cat has nine lives, that's 7 times 9, which is 63, right? Okay. One, they say, is kitty cats are good for your heart. They say cats can be high strung, but research published by the NIH found that pet owners may be protected against cardiovascular risk. Considering heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States, any possible defense is a step in the right direction. So, if they vomit and you have to clean it up, if you're dealing with fleas, you know, even dogs help your cardiovascular health because you got to walk them. So having a pet may improve your heart. Then they say they may help you quit smoking. An online poll conducted by the Henry Ford Health System in Detroit found that about 1 in 3 smokers said the health of a pet would motivate them to try to quit smoking. They say cats can help you wake up and smell the coffee. And by coffee, they mean the strong, cats can help you, like, realize that, you know, what you're doing is hurting yourself. You know, I noticed cats and dogs, they don't like gas. They don't like the smell of it. So I am sure that cat, I don't know how I discovered that. That was my little scientific experiment. But cats will, you know, tell you if they don't like something, or they'll go away from you. Now, a lot of us want our cats to go away and leave us alone. I have a cat that's my alarm clock. She sits there and bites and nibbles on my fingers until I wake up. So, you know, I could see myself taking up smoking for that reason. But still, they may induce you to do that. If you're not worried about smoking and your spouse's health and your kid's health or your grandkid's health, you may be worried about your pet's health. They say that they may help you sleep better. Now, cats are nocturnal, so they like to step on your face, they like to sit on your face, etc. But they say if you are a cat owner, according to the Australian Social Monitor, you are less likely to take sleeping medications than non-pet owners. That's interesting. And, of course, chronic sleep deprivation could put you at risk for cardiovascular disease, obesity, depression. See, for me, my cats are a step in my security system. If I hear a sound downstairs, okay, you know, and if I don't have any pets, I'm going down there with the gun, you know, checking it out. I'm all nervous, or I go down there with the bat or whatever I have close by, and I'm like, okay, I got to check that out. All right, and I notice whenever there is a small sound, if there's somebody in the house or husband came home or whatever, the cats will be on guard, like, okay, what's going on? They'll get ready to run, whatever. Not that they should run away from my husband, but they just do, because apparently they associate him with the dog. However, if I hear a sound and the kids are just in there cleaning themselves, all three of them, and they don't give a damn about that sound, then that sound wasn't anything to be concerned about. So I could go back to sleep. So I use the cats as that. They are my, you know, they're my barometer as to, do I need to get up out of bed? They say they may help keep you from having to go to the doctor. We're talking about kitty cats. I know, we're talking about the kitty cats and their poopoo powder and all that. There was an Australian study that found that pet owners made 15% fewer visits to the doctor than those who didn't have a pet. All right? Maybe it's because, you know, the dogs and the cats are keeping us too busy. Who knows? They say it boosts your immune system. One study found that college students who petted dogs had significantly improved immune systems, while the same study tested out stuffed dogs with no effect. The researchers didn't try out cats, but we figured if you do tickly-tickly on a kitty cat, maybe all the hair that comes up helps prime your immune system. I don't know. Do they prevent strokes? According to one study in the Journal of Vascular and Interventional Neurology, they found that cat owners were less likely to die of stroke. Even though these cats, like today, they really, really ticked me off and I was yelling and screaming. Stroke is the fourth leading cause of death in the United States. Sorry. And so if cats help prevent that risk, I think it's worth it. I mean, I know it's cats. They say they may reduce stress. It may calm your nerves. One study found that when women were given math tests in the presence of their pets, they scored much better than if they took their test in the presence of their best friend or spouse. Why? Because cats make you relax and maybe they bring out the best in you. So, having a kitty cat, all right, a little Shaky Boo, a little Sashi Mama, a little Snowball Boo. These cats may prevent stroke, decrease stress, boost the immune system, prevent you from going to the doctor, help you sleep, quit smoking, and protect the heart. Whew. All right. Now, what about beans? Fox News has a report here on 9 reasons you should eat more beans. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. I do not like beans. I really don't like beans. But some of you guys don't like cats. So if you guys are going to be taking on a cat and not liking him, then maybe I'll start eating more beans. See, I don't need any more gas than I already have. Okay, well, first, beans have a lot of fiber. They pack a lot of fiber. Current dietary guidelines are saying that we women need to get about 25 grams of fiber a day. I think men need to get close to 30. But on average, a lot of us consume maybe 10, 12 grams, not even enough. So a half a cup of cooked navy beans contains about 10 grams of fiber. So that's pretty good. Now, the number or the fiber in the beans don't break down that quickly, so you're able to then, have that fiber last, and then, of course, it'll help you digest, which is number 2. Beans are good for digestion. Those joining us, yes, I'm talking about beans on the Dr. Dolly Show, something that I do not like to talk about because I do not like beans. I don't like eating beans, but they contain the soluble and the insoluble fiber, so they help your digestive system run smoothly. Now, your soluble fiber is what kind of slows down the digestion, kind of makes you feel full. But the insoluble fiber helps prevent constipation. Now, what about the gas? Well, apparently a study in the Nutritional Journal looked at the effects of pinto beans and black beans on the GI tract. Participants ate a half a cup of either bean every day for 3 weeks, though a little less than half reported increased flatulence. Flatulence is the same word as farts. Most of them felt it had dissipated by the 3rd week. Now, you get that a lot. A lot of people that get gas from a new diet or a certain food, they'll all say, look, in the first week or two you get it, but, you know, you'll get gas and stuff. But once your body starts to get used to what you're eating, then you have less, your body gets used to it. They say people's concerns about excessive flatulence from eating beans may be exaggerated. Really, you think? They say make sure you're drinking plenty of water and hold your nose. No. And because you need to have that fiber keep moving through your GI tract. Now, beans can also help regulate blood sugar. A lot of times we have our diabetics eat beans. They're high in fiber, have lower glycemic indexes. The protein and the fiber keep you full. You eat less, and it helps keep your blood sugar steady. A study in the Archives of Internal Medicine found that people with type 2 diabetes who ate about a cup of beans daily for 3 weeks were able to maintain their blood sugar. Beans also lower cholesterol, especially the LDL, which could stick on the walls of your blood vessels, and it helps prevent cholesterol absorption into the system from the GI tract because cholesterol will stick to the fiber. About 3/4 cup every day, they found in one study, lowered your LDL by 5%. Then, it's good for the heart. So if it's going to help your sugar, it's going to help your cholesterol, it's going to be good for the heart. According to a study in the British Medical Journal, it looked at the relationship between fiber intake and heart disease, as well as cardiovascular disease, and it found it improved you by 9%. And remember, there's potassium, magnesium, key minerals that are important for your heart, and potassium can help lower your blood pressure. Magnesium helps with nerves, etc. Then you're eating these beans, you're eating fiber, you're feeling full. Maybe it'll help you with your weight. So it'll help you maybe lose weight. I'm going to hurry through these. Beans are also high in iron. All right. You get about maybe 3.3 milligrams in cooked lentils. Women need to get about 18 milligrams of iron a day. I forget what men need. Good source of vitamin B, and also they reduce cancer risk because of the antioxidants. So eat your beans. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a man who has two penises is writing his memoir. He's writing it with his hands, of course, but he's writing it, but he also has Right, two penises, okay? In his, it's going to be like a tell-all memoir. He's remained anonymous, and he has diphthalia, for two phalluses. It is a rare medical condition with about 100 confirmed reports since its discovery back in 1609. This is being reported by Medical Daily. It affects 1 out of every 5.5 million boys in the United States. With this condition, both penises or phalluses are able to function on their own. However, many men with diphthalia are usually, no, I didn't say dahlia, it's different, are usually, I think that's what my parents were trying to name me, diphthalia. And then they're like, you know what? Something's not right. I don't know if we're allowed to name her that. So they're like, well, let's just name her Dahlia. Unfortunately, these men are usually sterile due to congenital defects and are also at higher risk for developing spina bifida, which is a condition that kind of results in a malfunction of the vertebrae that's supposed to be protecting, obviously, the spinal cord. Now, in early 2004, the man calls himself Double D Dude, and the D stands for something. And he has revealed his condition on a Read It AMA Ask Me Anything. And his e-memoir, Double Header, My Life with Two Penises, I guess is what his memoir is called. And he says the public had questions that were not answered in the AMA session, which drew more than 17,000 comments. He said, before I was Double D Dude, no one cared about what I had to say. He told Rolling Stone, since then, I've been able to help people who felt alone or lost. I've gotten so many messages from people who need encouragement for one thing or another. Now, you would wonder, yeah, I mean, I believe he lives in America. You would wonder why, when he was younger, they didn't do anything to address it. Okay? I'm unsure. And I know some of you are like, why? Two, twice the fun. I don't know. Okay, I'm not really sure how that works. I've never had a patient that had it. They're right about the sterility, because if obviously something didn't germinate correctly for there to be two phalluses, then the spermatic cord, vas deferens, the other sorts of male genitalia might not have properly formed as well. So we'll keep you guys posted. And really, stop the giggles. Come on, people, stop the giggles. Okay, next. 3 fourth grade students have been suspended after plotting to kill their teacher with hand sanitizer. The girls were from Elba Elementary School. They knew the teacher was allergic to antibacterial hand sanitizer and did not allow the item in class. The girls made a plan to spread the sanitizer on many things with an intention that their teacher would touch them and then die. They shared this plan with other classmates as well. A mother of one of three girls came to find out about the plan and decided to share the plan with school authorities. Parents of the other girls said that they were aware of the plan, but they preferred to stay quiet. Isn't that, and like an accomplice, isn't that some sort of a felony? After knowing about the plan, the school principal organized a meeting with the girls, their parents, and the police. Maybe the parents were like, oh, wait a second, maybe we can get a better grade if there's a sub. One of the students was of the view that they did not like the teacher due to yelling. The teacher, I yell. She also affirmed that the entire class had problems with that particular teacher. Police have not filed any charges as the teacher remains unharmed. I would be freaked out if I was a teacher of a class. And I know these kids are only like 9 years old, but I would be freaked out if I thought my class wanted to kill me and that they went through that whole plan. All right, let me see. What else did they say? The police wanted to discuss the case with the youth court, but the school decided to handle the case internally. Elba Superintendent Jerome Puico said that the case has shocked him. They can't really go through the specifics of the event, and they cannot disclose who the kids were. Okay, so does a 9-year-old have the power to kill? Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, I mean, you know, if I think back to my fourth grade teachers, I went to 12 schools, so I averaged about 2 teachers per grade. I had 2 teachers. I had a Mrs. Bade, in Arizona for part of fourth grade, and then a Mrs. Barbero in Las Vegas. I went to a school called Robert E. Lee Elementary. Robert E. Lee doesn't exist anymore, I don't think. I don't know if it still stays open, but it was Robert E. Lee Elementary. And Mrs. Barbero would spank us, but I liked her. I mean, she was tough. Mrs. Bade was nice, but a different kind of tough. And I remember being scared manureless for my life with some of these teachers. Never enough to hate them where I wanted them to die. But, you know, it's interesting because you start to spurn very, very strong emotions at that young an age. And it's, you know, it's because these teachers are the ones that are supposed to, they're the ones in charge more than our parents. I mean, you could hate your parents, but you usually don't want your parents to die because they feed you and they give you a home. You know, I know many of us might have fantasized about it when we were younger, but then we came to the conclusion that you're not going to eat, you're going to probably live in even a worse place than you're living now, and you're not being able to see the Dukes of Hazzard, right, because they grounded you, or Isis and Shazam, or whatever the heck they grounded me from, was probably very, very minimal compared to what would happen if you were in trouble for killing your parents. So you never really made it that far as a little kid, as a little tyke. But your teacher, you're like, wait a second. If the teacher dies, then you get a substitute. And then if the substitute dies, you just get another substitute. So at that age, a nine-year-old, they should know that there would be consequences. They should know that they would be put in jail, unless they're of the attitude that nothing happens to little kids. Now, some kids will get that idea from parents. The kid will do something wrong in school, something small. The kid will get in trouble in school. The parents will get mad that the kid got in trouble and start throwing an absolute fit. So they'll start throwing an absolute fit, and then, you know, sometimes things get reversed in the school, etc. And then the kids are like, well, wait a second, okay, so if I ever get into trouble really, really bad, I'll have my parents. And even teenagers and young adults still have that thinking. Well, my parents can help me. I got my parents. And sometimes you need to actually teach your kids that you will be absolutely helpless. If not, you may even help the system put them in jail if they do something really, really bad. And that's a conversation that a lot of parents don't have. And they're like, you know what, no, you love me. You never let me be in jail. So you would spend any money you have, you'd get me an attorney, you'd whatever. No. You know, and sometimes it may be good for them to just be in jail for a little bit and realize that, you know, you have to be responsible for your actions. So these kids need not only a major disciplining, but probably some psychiatric care. Because for them to go at 9 years old to think that far to make their teacher sick, you know, is already kind of sadistic. And I know we're like, oh, they're just little fourth graders, but these fourth graders are already going through puberty. Okay, fourth graders now aren't little kids anymore. There's 9-year-old girls going through puberty, and there's middle schoolers already having sex. So as far as I'm concerned, 9-year-olds are already preteens, and they should be responsible for their actions, and they should be disciplined accordingly and very thoroughly psychoanalyzed, because that's some sick stuff. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly Today's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember they were discussing a few months back that maybe we're over-treating seniors with blood pressure. Maybe we should let seniors float around the 150s over 90s. Maybe we don't have to get them in tight, tight control. Maybe the blood pressure medicine is going to make them dizzy. Maybe they're spending too much on blood pressure medicine. And is there enough proof to say that we need to get people's blood pressure down as low as possible? Well, now a report has come out saying the same about diabetes. They say many older people with diabetes may be exposed to potential harm because doctors are trying to get their blood sugar in tight control. This is very frustrating for us doctors who have been told in the last few years that we're not doing enough and we're not getting people tight in terms of in tight control. Researchers found that nearly two-thirds of older diabetics who are in poor health have been placed on a diabetes management treatment that strictly controls their blood sugar, targeting a hemoglobin A1C of less than 7%. But these patients that are achieving that goal through the use of medications are at greater risk of hypoglycemia, and that hypoglycemia could cause low blood sugar, low heart rhythms, dizziness, loss of consciousness, etc. Furthermore, they said tight diabetes control did not appear to benefit the patients overall. They say the percentage of seniors with diabetes and poor health did not change in more than a decade. So they say that there is increasing evidence that the tight control is going to cause more harm than good. Diabetes is very, very common in people over 65. We are seeing more and more people with diabetes as the baby boomers are obviously reaching over 65, and because of the obesity epidemic that we have of more and more people being obese. However, we're also seeing more people with diabetes because we've lowered the numbers. We've lowered the threshold. So when I was in medical school, you needed to have a blood sugar below 140. If you did, you were good. And you needed to have a glycohemoglobin, hemoglobin A1C under 7. Now, we're starting to see lowered guidelines on these, lab results and reports that people need to have their blood sugar way below 100, and they need to have their glycohemoglobin way under 5.6. And many of you have been slapped with a pre-diabetes diagnosis because your glycohemoglobin was like 5.7, 5.8. What is glycohemoglobin? That's how sugary your blood cells are. Glyco, sugar, hemoglobin, blood. Blood cells live about 120 days. So in a 3-4 month time, we check every 3-4 months the glycohemoglobin to see how sugary your blood cells are. It gives us a number. And we want that number below 6. Now even 5.6, depending on where you live. So for younger and healthier adults, the American Diabetes Association has recommended therapy that aims to get that glycohemoglobin level under 7. The American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists wants you lower than 6.5. Yet it's very weird. Out here where I live, you are seeing people want to control you way into the 5s. And sometimes trying to get this tight control can cause side effects. I agree with that. Like, we'll add a glyburide or glipizide, the sulfonylureas, and that will cause low blood sugar drops. We'll increase insulin. That could, too. We used to use medications like Avandia and Actos. Avandia was taken off the market. Actos has been watched closely because it's a sister to Avandia, and Avandia was known to cause certain cardiac complications. So we watch, these oral medications pretty closely, but maybe we do need some studies to see if we could relax a little bit. However, I get very, very suspicious when, as we're dealing with Obamacare and, the high cost of health care and the big percentage of baby boomers, it kind of bothers me that we were pushing to get people in tight control with their blood pressure and heart rate and to do tests, and doctors were committing malpractice if they weren't keeping your blood sugars in good shape and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden now it's like, you know what, guys, you can back off. You don't have to do the mammograms all the time. You don't have to do the pap smears. You don't have to check, you don't have to be on top of the high blood pressure like you are. You could cut back on the blood sugar control. You're like, okay, no, wait a second. Okay, this is just a little bit too much too soon. So you're going to see a big push in research on what we could do less. And so I like the idea of not driving patients crazy and not driving them into hypoglycemia or hypotensive dizzy episodes with tight blood pressure. But I'm a little suspicious that all these studies saying we need to get everybody tight all of a sudden now are just quickly reversed as we're dealing with Obamacare costs. I don't know. All right. What do I recommend with you all? What I recommend with you all is just not to get the diabetes to begin with. Or if you are diabetic, do as much as you can to try to be on as little medicines as possible. Okay? The less medication you need, the less controversy. So keep that weight down. Okay? Keep avoiding certain foods from going into your system, sugary foods, sweet foods, etc. Exercise, whatever your heart doctor allows you to do. But if you could avoid diabetes or decrease it on your own, with as little medicines as possible, that may be one of the best ways to go. Now, they say if you're a night shift worker and you're a black woman, that'll increase your risk of diabetes. All right. They say in view of high prevalence of shift work among workers in the U.S., 35% among non-Hispanic blacks, 28% in non-Hispanic whites, an increased diabetes risk among this group had important public health implications. Now, remember, we talked about, this is from Sloan Epidemiology Center in Boston. We talked about how the night shift doesn't cause diabetes. You won't get diabetes from the night shift. However, it does mess with your circadian rhythm. It does mess with your sleep. When you come home at 8 in the morning and try going to bed, all right, do you really get a full 9 hours of sleep like we're supposed to at night? A lot of us at night don't either. But you sure don't get big 7 hour, treks of sleep. Usually it's broken up a lot. You go to sleep for a couple hours and you wake up, go to sleep again for a couple hours. It's not good. New research included that more than 28,000 black women in the United States who were diabetes-free in 2005. Of those women, 37% had worked night shifts. 5% said they had worked night shifts for at least 10 years. Over when they followed them up over 8 years, 1,800 new cases of diabetes were diagnosed among the women. Now, I remember doing my 36-hour shifts. I had to give myself energy. And where would I go to get energy? Coca-Cola. I would sweets, donuts. You know, if somebody brought in donuts at 5 in the morning or there was a bear claw or something, cinnamon roll, even though I'm really not a big cinnamon roll bear claw fan, when you are just trying to stay awake because you got another 12, 14 hours to go, you're going to eat whatever sugar. And so even though I slept less because I was, running around the hospital, you would think I started gaining weight because I would be every now and then nibbling on sugar to keep myself awake. So we have a huge push now towards people being able to have access to 24-hour shops, etc. Walmart, having some 24-hour stores. I live in Las Vegas, so everything's 24 hours here. But I remember growing up in Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, the city shut down at 11. You would have like 7-Eleven or Circle K or something like that. But there were very few places open 24 hours. Now you have fast food restaurants. You have regular restaurants. Denny's always open. I mean, so there's a demand for that. People get off work. People stay up late. People, you have a whole slew of insomniacs now. Insomnia is growing more rapidly than diabetes themselves, which may, yes, it may increase the economy in terms of offering more jobs and work, etc., but it's also increasing more health issues. And I can't tell you how many of my patients I've asked to change their jobs and find a day shift job. I know easier said than done, but I'm worried about their health. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dolly coming up, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The the CDC just announced, flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.